I've been telling you guys this league is at war with its own fan base. I've been telling you that modern NBA players, they think we are beneath them. This is not hyperbole. This isn't some grand conspiracy theory. How much more evidence needs to be provided? Name another league where there is this clear tension between players and the fan base. Name another league where players are given the power to have the paying customer removed from the arena. I don't follow soccer, but from what I hear, soccer fans, they are a hell of a lot more brutal than fans of the NBA. I have never seen Lionel Messi prancing over to security, emulating the dancing queen Jackie Mahomes and politely asking for fans to be removed. "Excuse me, sir. These fans are being meanies. They keep booing me. They're hurting my feelings. Can you kick them out, please? Pretty please?" I don't see this in Major League Baseball. I don't see this in the NFL. We damn sure don't see this in the NHL, where fighting is basically encouraged. When UFC fighters are heckled by fans, you know what they do? They laugh. The NBA is the only league that seems to be encouraging fans not to watch, not to spend money on their product. You know why this keeps happening in the NBA? This is the only league where players feel empowered. This is the only league where players feel entitled. Well, KC, what about the WNBA? Well, there is definitely entitlement in the WNBA, but we're talking about sports here. We are not talking about elite trash collection. Thursday night, the Indiana Pacers, they sent Damian Lillard and the group of role players from Milwaukee home. I guess Dame time ran out early. First round series, I thought it was painfully boring. 5 of the 6 games were blowouts. There was nothing even remotely entertaining about it. Maybe that's why Patrick Beverley had an emotional meltdown. Maybe Patty was just trying to entertain us. Late in the fourth quarter, Bucks are down by 20. Camera crew at TNT, they gave viewers at home a shot of the Milwaukee bench. The role players, they seemed to be in deep thought, thinking about how they were going to spend their weekend. Some were dreaming of laying on the beach in Mexico. Others were getting excited, thinking about their upcoming weekend at Club Shay Shay. Gonna be a busy weekend at Club Shay Shay. They are kicking off the summer with the Butt Bongo Festival. Players like Patrick Beverley, perhaps they were contemplating retirement after a long career of traveling the country as a journeyman player in the NBA. Patrick Beverley, he's played for 5 different teams in the last 3 years. At 35 years old, he could be coming to the harsh realization that his career is over. After what happened Thursday night, he might be forced into retirement. With 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Patrick Beverley, he made his way to the bench. Once he arrived, a fan of the Indiana Pacers, he decided to invite Patrick Beverley to Cancun. I am not making this up. According to The Athletic, the Bucks, they were huddling up. I would imagine that Doc Rivers was speaking and none of the players were listening. Soon, this dude is going to be a Jeopardy answer. This championship head coach in the NBA has lost all credibility. Beep, beep. Who is Doc Rivers? Once Dr. Rivers finished applying the verbal anesthesia, ensuring his players would be sleeping in a matter of minutes, Patrick Beverley, he decided that he wanted to play a game of catch with one of the fans in Indiana. That's all it was supposed to be, a nice game of catch. Patty, he was upset with this fan because he had the audacity to invite him to Cancun. Once Doc Rivers broke the huddle, the fan yelled, "Cancun on 3!" That was it. That triggered feelings of fear in Patrick Beverley. He doesn't want to go to Cancun. He wanted to attend the festival at Club Shay Shay. Instead of politely declining this invitation, Patrick Beverley, he decided to act like a petulant child who wasn't getting his way. Watch for yourself. Not only did he throw the ball once, he threw it twice. Just like his passes on the court, Patrick Beverley, he missed his intended target. He ended up hitting a woman in the face. I would imagine that a lawsuit is coming. I would assume Patrick Beverley will be sued. I know there are lawyers in this audience. Maybe you guys can let us know if the NBA could be included in this lawsuit, because I don't know. I don't know if the NBA could be held liable for this, but I know Patrick Beverley could. Now, obviously, this behavior is unacceptable. At minimum, Patrick Beverley should be suspended for half of next season. Will that happen? Probably not. NBA Commissioner Alice Silver, he's not exactly known for his strict discipline. Come here, Pat. Sit on Adam's lap. Let's talk about your tough childhood, which led to this unfortunate incident. Afterwards, Adam will enroll you in sensitivity training. This is the NBA that Adam Silver has created. This is not the first incident. This isn't the first time that we have seen NBA players getting emotional over words. In the modern NBA, believe it or not, Patrick Beverley, he's considered to be a tough guy. Headline at Sports Illustrated from an article that was probably generated by AI. Patrick Beverley embraces his role as the instigator. That article was written back in March. Throughout his NBA career, Patrick Beverley, he has been feared. He's tough. He's mean. He has bark to his bite. Woof, woof, woof. No wonder this league has a reputation for being soft. This is your tough guy? This is your instigator, your enforcer? A grown man who gets emotional when he receives an invitation to Cancun? When I was growing up, there were legitimate tough dudes in the NBA. You know what happened when you drove the lane against Bill Laimbeer? You picked your head up off the floor. Besides Detroit, Michael Jordan has said his toughest opponent was the Indiana Pacers. Why? Because they would kick your ass. During the 90s, the Knicks, they were filled with tough players. Charles Oakley, John Starks, Patrick Ewing. In the modern NBA, Patrick Beverley is considered the tough guy. That's how soft this league has become. After the game, Patrick Beverley had a few moments to regain his composure before speaking to the media. ESPN producer Melinda Adams, she was one of the media members in the locker room after the game. She wanted to speak to Patrick Beverley. Maybe she was giving him an opportunity to issue an insincere apology. Maybe she wanted to ask how an NBA point guard could be that inaccurate throwing a pass from 4 or 5 feet away. Unfortunately, Melinda Adams wasn't given the opportunity to speak with Patrick Beverley. Why? Because she doesn't listen to his shitty podcast. Well, KC, I didn't know that Patrick Beverley had a podcast. Yeah, neither did I. Clearly, Melinda Adams, she didn't know either. When she approached him, the first thing he said was, "Do you listen to my podcast?" I didn't know you had one. Get the hell out of here. You're not allowed to speak to me. For years now, Draymond Green has been constantly talking about this new media. Hey, it's me, Dre. He's been talking about this new media where players are responsible for covering themselves. I guess this is the new media that Dre was talking about, where you're only allowed to speak to someone if you listen to their garbage. If that's the case, Bomani Jones, he wouldn't be allowed to speak to anybody. Go look at his numbers for yourself. No one is listening to that huge embarrassing failure. Since Patrick Beverley refused to speak to a producer from ESPN, the worldwide leader in woke, they decided to ban him from the network, which is incredibly surprising when you think about it. I thought ESPN was fighting the good fight. I thought they were dedicated to combating mythical racism. Melinda Adams, she's a white woman. I'm surprised that ESPN didn't fire her while accusing her of mythical racism for having the audacity to ask Patrick Beverley a question. You know, when I saw this clip yesterday morning, the first question that came to my mind why. I'm not talking about why it happened. I'm talking about why does this continue to happen in the NBA? Why do we keep seeing NBA players fighting with their own fan base? Like I said earlier, we don't see this in any other sport. But KC, the NBA is different. Fans are literally a few feet away from the victims. Yeah, but that's always been the case. Outside of the Malice in the Palace in 2004, I don't remember seeing incidents between fans and players in the NBA with this level of consistency. Draymond Green, he is constantly fighting with fans. And everyone else for that matter. LeBron James has removed fans from the arena several times. Russell Westbrook, Luka Doncic. We keep seeing the same thing over and over and over. Why? Why does this keep happening? Well, because Adam Silver allows it. This league is in desperate need of new leadership. Hell, this league is in desperate need of actual leadership. I am not blaming Adam Silver for what happened Thursday night. He's not responsible for the behavior of a grown man who can't control his emotions. But you want to know why Patrick Beverley didn't think before he acted? Because Adam Silver has created an environment in the NBA where players know they will not be held responsible for their own actions. Well, KC, that's not true. Adam Silver just banned an NBA player for life. Yeah, he banned some scrub that barely played who was betting the under on his own personal props. That was an easy decision. I'm talking about the tough decisions. The decisions that real leaders have to make. Like, I don't know, banning Draymond Green for his constant violence. Or at minimum, suspending him for a full season. Adam Silver has given all the power in the NBA to the players, and this is the result. Coaches don't have any power in this league. How many coaches has LeBron James gotten fired? Players in Milwaukee, they got their first-year head coach fired just so they could bring in Doc Rivers to finish sinking the Titanic. Owners, they don't have any power either. James Harden, Dwight Howard, Anthony Davis, better known in New Orleans as Tony, they all forced their way out of contracts they signed with their own respective teams. This league is a disaster. When is the last time you heard anything even remotely positive about the NBA? Yet for some reason, Adam Silver, he was just given a multi-year contract extension. Make it make sense. But give me your thoughts on this. NBA continues to fight with its own fan base. At minimum, I think Patrick Beverley should be suspended for 41 games next season, half the regular season. What about you? What about you? Better question. What do you think Adam Silver is going to do about this? Wouldn't surprise me if Adam Silver put Patrick Beverley in anger management, and that's it. Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, KC_BTL84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.